Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. In Season 4, Episode 547, we reflect on Marcus Aurelius' Meditations 858. He who fears death fears either the loss of sensation or a different kind of sensation. But if you shall have no sensation, neither will you feel any harm. And if you will acquire another kind of sensation, you will be a different kind of living being, and you will not cease to live. Marcus is addressing arguably the most common and most misplaced of humanity's fears, death. Both the Stoics and the Epicureans deployed a number of arguments to make us accept that it is irrational to fear death. Here, Marcus is proposing two scenarios. Under the first, and most likely one, death is simply the cessation of all sensation. As such, there will be nothing that we will experience, because there will be no us to experience it. For the Stoics, when we die, the matter of which we are made is simply reabsorbed into the universe as part of a cosmic recycling program. However, Marcus is also contemplating the possibility that somehow we will survive. In that case, he suggests, we'll be a very different kind of being, characterized by a different kind of abilities to experience things, and that may actually be something to look forward to. Either way, stop thinking of you as you currently are experiencing the state of being dead. It's just not going to happen. Far better to focus your attention and energy on the fact that you are alive, here and now. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.